Tennessee young farmers hopeful for their future. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I believe there's a future in farming because, everybody has to eat. There's got to be agriculture. And as long as we can stand our ground and fight for our rights and we can manage the land properly, I think there's a big future in farming for the next generation.
Young farmers like Obion County's Clint Workman are hopeful that they can carry on our most important industry, agriculture. But there's no doubt it's a challenge. They face tough weather conditions, burdensome regulations, and sometimes a not-so-understanding public perception.
I believe social media has the biggest knock on farming. It's anything that's put on there goes viral, and everybody believes it, whether it's true or not. I think we just need to keep fighting to put the real story out there and keep the general public believing that U.S. has the safest food production in the world.
Workman has row crops and hogs near South Fulton, and he and his wife Emily are the Obion County Young Farmers of the Year. In Gibson County, Dustin Pope is chairman of the Young Farmers and Ranchers in the county.
My family farms. We have corn, cotton, soybeans, and wheat, and we raise beef cattle. And my wife and I have a few goats, and then I work for Consolidated Agri Products in ag retail.
The 34-year-old Dustin Pope is hopeful the next generation of young farmers will continue to be active in the Farm Bureau-sponsored organization to help share the important story of agriculture and take advantage of the leadership training it provides.
We've got a lot of, like I said, leadership skills and development that I've learned over the past few years and that I can use for the rest of my time.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.